In news and notes this week, a couple of three bands from here in the region made it to the International Blues Challenge. Both the Lionel Young Band and Big Jim Adam and John Stillwagon had advanced to the finals in their respective categories at the IBC. In each category, there's only eight finalists, so it's a significant achievement just to make it that far. Another kind of magic, a young blues band out of the region, a bunch of teenagers didn't make it past their semifinal round, but we're still pretty proud of their effort. The IBC is something of a convention for the blues community, and it's a great opportunity for a band to perform in front of a bunch of talent buyers and media representatives like writers and DJs and record label reps. So the kids from Another Kind of Magic turned some heads. And speaking of turning heads, breaking news on the show today, the Lionel Young Band won the band competition at the International Blues Challenge. They're bringing the trophy home. Colorado's hotter than ever, it seems, on the American Idol circuit as well. Have you been paying attention to this? First, it was that young lady out of Littleton, Emma Henry, and now it's Julie Zarrilla, a 20-year-old Denver School of the Arts student who moved here from Columbia when she was just 8 years old, and then she went out to L.A. for a little bit, then she came back. Looks like she'll be moving on to the next round of the competition with Emma Henry, who won her audition in Milwaukee recently. So good luck to both of these promising young singers from right here in Colorado. Here's something we really just don't get to see every day. A contemporary folk band doing music for a ballet. Seems Paper Bird's been busy this past year doing just that, building a ballet with the Ballet Nouveau Colorado outfit out of Broomfield. Pretty cool stuff from the band and the organization. Worth checking out. The website is bncdance.com.